This must be the detention room. Well, I saw you sitting here, so I figured this must have been it. You're always causing trouble, disturbing the classes with your jokes. Well, of course I like jokes, but there's a time and place for everything. While I'm in class, I'm there to learn. So, is there anything we should be doing, like an assignment or something? Because, to be honest, I've got something better to do than just sit here with you. Well, this is the first time I've ever gotten detention, so how would I know? Here's my first time. I always behave in class and I get good grades, so I can get away with a lot, you know? You don't have to know, I can just get away with a lot of stuff and that's all you get out of me. I mean, I don't even know what you're doing here, so why would I tell you that? What a surprise. You and your friends cracking jokes again. Are you even interested? I mean, you asked me why I'm in detention, sure, but you never really talked to me, so why do you even care? Well, not everyone can be as loud and talkative and funny and spontaneous as you are, okay? I'm sorry that I'm not in detention hall like you. I'm sorry that I am capable of shutting the fuck up and paying attention during class without distracting others with my jokes and my smile and my... I'm sorry. It's just been a really shitty day so far and I'm just pissed off, okay? Well, I was sitting between these guys. Yeah, them. So I was sitting between these guys and they kept talking about me like I wasn't even there. They kept going on and on about my big tits and my bubble butt or whatever. I tried to ignore it, but then they were talking about how the shirt presses my tits together and one of them reached for it, and that's when I just snapped. I screamed every insult under the sun at those assholes, and I think I even punched them once or twice. I was so angry that I didn't even notice the teacher telling me to stop until someone pulled me away from them. All things considered, I should have probably been expelled, but both the principal and the teacher like me, so I guess I got off easy. So yeah, that's how I got detention. Oh, well, thanks, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't have been so hard on you before. You might be very distracting, but you're also pretty funny and handsome. By the way, I think we're the only ones that have detention today, right? So we'll be here by ourselves for quite a while? And since I can't do the thing I was supposed to do today, I might as well confess. Well, I think you're distracting, irresponsible, and way too loud. But I also think you're really funny. And I just so happen to really like funny and confident guys. Surprised? Well, you know what they say, opposites attract. But trust me, I'm maybe a bit geeky and quiet, but that does not mean I can't take the initiative. I can. And I'll show you. Well, those assholes from my class were a lot of things, but they weren't liars. My tits look amazing in this shirt, but they look even better when they're completely bare for you to see. You still don't quite get it, do you? I may be shy and quiet and introverted and geeky and nerdy and whatever, but I also have needs. And today, I was gonna get those needs met by finger-fucking my little tight pussy until my brain leaked out of my cunt, but detention made sure there's no way I'm gonna get home before my parents do, which means that I'll have to get my satisfaction elsewhere. I wouldn't want my dear mummy and daddy to know I'm a nympho now, would I? And I've been interested in what you're like in bed for quite a while now. No, oh, I don't care if you tell anyone. My parents would never believe you, nor would they believe anyone except their perfect darling daughter. And I really don't care about my reputation, as long as I still get dick down real good. When it comes to 18-year-old boys, you're all equally bad, so I don't care if I'm fucking a nerd or a super popular cool bad boy. Yes, dummy, I still want to fuck you. I literally told you that I wanted your dick like 10 seconds ago. And don't worry, I come, like, super easily. So if you just do what I say, you'll be fine. Now, you just gotta stare at my tits, or are you gonna get naked? I know we still have some time, but I want to get as much fucking done as possible, so I hope you drank a lot of water today. Well, well, well. You certainly don't disappoint. A good-looking boy and a rock-hard cock. Just what I needed. To be honest, getting detention with you might not be so bad after all. Now I think it's high time you see the hole we're about to fuck, so let me get out of these pants real quick. Thanks. I always wear pretty panties, just in case, you know? Now, let me bend over on the desk for you. Now, stick your cock in my ass. You heard me. Put your cock in my asshole. I've got lube in my bag, but to be honest, I'm so wet you just have to drag your cock in between my pussy lips and you're good to go. Yes, I really want you to fuck my ass. I only come for my pussy if I masturbate, and apparently anal makes me come way harder than getting my pussy fucked. So I became an anal-only slut. That way I don't have to think about getting pregnant or shit like that. And the teachers seem to like it. Yeah, I told you I can get away with a lot. I can't count the times that a teacher has walked in on me fucking some random boy I met down the hallway. At first, they always want us to stop. But when I invite them to come over and stroke their cocks to my perfect 18-year-old body, they never really seem all that concerned about school rules. Of course, some of them try to fuck me myself, but there's no way I'll ever fuck one of those creepy old dudes. I like boys my age. They still get so excited when I tell them what they can do and say to me. It's so easy to make teenage guys obsessed with you. So, how about you try and find out all the things I'm willing to do to get off, huh? Oh, come on already. Don't say that you don't want to fuck my juicy fucking bubble butt. I'll even sway my hips a little for you. It would be such a good story. Your friends would never believe you if you told them that geeky, nerdy raven is an anal-only slut that you let fuck her ass in the detention room. But you'll know, and you'll also know that there's not a hornier, sluttier, more depraved little slut in this entire fucking school. So you better make this count. Oh, that's it. Finally. I really fucking needed a big cock in my ass. So badly. Oh, keep going. God, I really should spend more time with you. Your cock feels amazing. Oh, yes. Grab my tits, please. You can pull my hair back with one hand. Squeeze my tits with your other hand if you'd like. Oh, fuck. I told you, it was fucking insatiable. Most people think I'm the most innocent girl in school, but there's nothing I enjoy more than getting my ass filled by cock. Your cock. Can you feel me squeeze around your cock? Still so fucking tight, isn't it? It still feels like a fucking innocent angel, doesn't it? A funny and confident guy just found you and geeky and shy girl from his class, right? No one would ever believe you if you told them the truth. Oh, but don't worry, I'll be your little nympho secret. You bet your ass I won't do this again. Your cock feels amazing. I'll do this every day. No, oh, 3 times a day. No, 5. Normally, we don't have detention, so we could just go to my house and fuck until my parents come home. But if that doesn't work, we could always do it here at school. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close already. Don't you dare come. I need this. I need this. I need this. God, I fucking love anal so much. Oh, you feel so good. Yes. Yes. Keep pounding me. Oh, fucking squeeze my nipples. I'm so fucking close. Oh, God. God. Fuck my ass, please. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. I needed that so badly. Fuck. So, do you want to come down my throat or on my face? Throat it is then. Well, of course I'm gonna suck your cock. How else did you exactly imagine coming down my throat? Oh, please, I don't care if your cock was just in my ass. I told you, I'm a fucking nympho slut. This is just the tip of the iceberg, mister. So, what are you waiting for? Push my head down and fuck my face. He wanted to come down my throat, not in my mouth. So shove your fucking cock in there, you dummy. Gosh, you're really funny and handsome and smart, but you can be so clueless and... God, that's it. You like face fucking girls? Right after you fuck them in the ass? No, I bet you do. You're just as fucking perverted as I am. That's why I like you. That's why I've liked you for so long. I want to be yours, your personal nympho slut. Oh, please, claim me. Come down my throat and make me yours. You can fuck all day, and you can corrupt this innocent geeky angel. Me, please. Oh. Oh, so much cum. Holy fuck, it's like we're made for each other. And your cock is still half hard. Yeah, I'll have to take back what I said about 18-year-olds all being bad. So, are you up for round two? I'm gonna fuck you until we're both broken and bruised and completely satisfied. Every single day. I bet you didn't expect this from your shy, geeky classmate, did you?